greater sac and the lesser sac. They are connected by the epiploic foramen. What I'm going to draw out next is the peritoneum, which is a sheet of serous membrane stuck to the walls of the abdomen and to the organs inside it. Imagine for a second being inside your own abdomen. I encourage you to look down at your own abdomen as you do so. So between the peritoneum on the walls and the peritoneum on the organs, there's really no space at all. So you're swimming in this very, very tight, constricted environment. In reality, the abdomen is so full of stuff that these are just potential spaces. But let's keep that simplistic image in our minds and move on to one that you might be a bit more familiar with. This is a sagittal image of the abdomen from the old Gray's Anatomy. And it's showing the greater sac in red and the lesser sac in blue. The hole between them is just here. So we can also see that the greater omentum is made up by peritoneum from the greater and lesser sac. Together, they form the greater omentum, and we'll be looking into that a bit further later in the video. So if we were to construct these two potential spaces in a schematic 3D model, it'd look something like this. There's the lesser sac, and here's the greater sac surrounding it. So we'll move around the back now. And of course, we can't see the epiploic foramen unless we remove the greater sac. So there it is there. Let's go on and hop through it now. And here we are in the lesser sac. It's just a potential space enlarged here so that we can get our heads around it a little bit better. We turn around and there's the epiploic foramen. Through that, we are now in the greater sac. And in the greater sac hangs down the greater omentum, coming off the greater curvature of the stomach. We can't see any abdominal organs, but that's beyond the scope of this video. So this bit is the greater omentum, and then all around us is the parietal peritoneum. Now we're going to hop out of the abdomen and remove all of the parietal peritoneum. So you can see now that the greater omentum is sort of a combination of the peritoneum from the lesser sac and the greater sac. Remove the greater sac peritoneum and there is the lesser sac's peritoneum underneath it. And there's the epiploic foramen which connects the two. So we were inside the greater sac here. We saw the parietal peritoneum surrounding us. And to finish off, let's return to our original drawing. The peritoneum there, it lines the entire abdomen. The greater sac is the main cavity of the abdomen. In fact, when people talk about the abdominal cavity, they're actually talking about the greater sac. And the epiploic foramen is the hole between the greater and lesser sac.